A native San Antonian, Mayor Julian Castro, says the city has come a long way since the days when he was a boy growing up here. He thinks there are more opportunities for people. Big strides have been made in education, and people from different parts of town get along better than they ever have, he says.
I swear that I will support
and defend the Constitution.
And defend the Constitution.
He officially took the oath to seek his third term, history-making because mayors before him would have been term-limited after their second go-around. Castro wants to continue the goal set out for SA 2020, his plan to transform the city into a powerhouse for talent, business, and a place to live. Specifically, he wants a workforce businesses want to hire.
One of the things I'm going to be tackling is this issue of preparing our workforce better, linking up education with the needs of our employers so that no employer ever has to wonder whether they can find the talent, the skills that they need in the workforce here in San Antonio.
Although his pre-K for SA measure wasn't entirely popular, it passed. He says the city has an interest in giving young people a good start in education.
That's how people are going to reach their dreams in the 21st century if they're well educated.
He says it's a model the nation can follow. Castro won the last election with nearly 83% of the vote. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.